Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
So we're talking about Thanksgiving?
Sure, let's talk about Thanksgiving.
What would you like to discuss?
I thought maybe we would talk about the special things that we like to make, prepare for Thanksgiving dinner, because even though my mother is the main host, I certainly make things. I've been to Thanksgiving at your house, and you have things that you make all the time.
Absolutely.
What are some of the special things you make, and how did they come to be on your table?
Turkey, definitely on the grill outside,
okay.
Which is just a total pleasure to make. And it's interesting, the turkey has migrated from wet brining to dry brining, which is actually so much better and simpler and easier and less messy.
You make a terrific turkey.
I like making some Indian food at Thanksgiving.
You also make a really special cranberry sauce.
We do. This is actually from the fellow NPR stations. It's, Mama Stanberg's cranberry chutney, which is Craig Claiborne's recipe, actually. God bless him. I think Craig Claiborne is one of the most important people for food in this country. He's a bit unsung, I think. So important. He did so much at the New York Times for so many years. I'm a huge fan of his.
And he's why you have a Pepto-Bismol pink cranberry sauce
exactly
on your table.
Exactly so. Exactly.
It has horseradish in it, right?
It does indeed. It's fantastically good. What about you?
Well, there are things that my mother and I make that my grandmother, my mother's mother, had been making for years. So after my grandmother died, my mother and I always get together and make the bread stuffing. It's just a sage stuffing, but it has a lot of butter and a lot of celery and onion and many eggs. And so it gets really nice and
poofy.
Fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We put some in the turkey, which is my favorite, but we also cook some on its own. It's just something we do together. And every year we wonder if we get it right, but I think we do.
I think you do.
I've started making Brussels sprouts. I have two different recipes that I switch off from year to year. One has chestnuts and marsala and bacon, and the other one has marjoram and cream and pine nuts, and they're both pretty good. And everybody likes them except my father, who doesn't eat Brussels sprouts.
Understood.
Even when they're good, Dad. One newer tradition that I really get excited about every year is that you and Kati have been kind enough to invite Kevin and me to your Thanksgiving. And I'm generally the one making the dessert. It's usually a three-dessert meal, and I love having free rein in whatever I make. And we've done Jewish apple cake, and we've done ice cream roll.
You have to have tarte tatin.
And we've done, yes, you always ask for tarte tatin.
I do.
We made the musician's tart one year,
right,
which was spectacular. The musician's tart is dried fruit with caramelized nuts on top.
So it's nice to share some Thanksgiving traditions, and we do Thanksgiving not on Thanksgiving, ironically, because that way you get to have Thanksgiving with friends, and Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving is with family. So it's a nice combination, and you get to do Thanksgiving twice, which is definitely my favorite time of year and definitely my favorite holiday.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Let's do two.
Thank you for sharing.
And you as well.
A pleasure. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.